Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. I'm Farm Director Joe Gill. Your report brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service right off I-94 in Avon. Dan and Megan Roberts had one exciting American Farm Bureau Federation National Convention here in the recent week in Salt Lake City, Utah, as they were huge award winners this year, taking first place on a national level. Megan will give you details on the contest. Megan, now of Blue Earth County, actually has a lot of ties back to Stearns County, so pretty interesting there. As we spoke to Megan this week, Megan gives us a background on her and her family, her and her husband Dan, and also some of her ties that come back to Central Minnesota here on Chasm Radio.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm Megan Roberts, and I am now a Blue Earth County resident, but I spent over 20 years of my life in Stearns County. My husband and I met while we were at the University of Minnesota, both studying agriculture, and so that's how I ended up on a farrow-to-finish hog, corn, and soybean farm near Medelia, but I grew up near Painesville, and I certainly consider Stearns County to be my home away from home.
Well, Megan, talk about your introduction to Farm Bureau. Have you always been a member of Farm Bureau, or when did that start?
Yeah, so it was really my husband. He wanted to get more involved in organizations after we had finished college. When we were at the University of Minnesota St. Paul campus, we were both really involved in organizations and served in leadership positions. And so he got involved in our local county board. He serves as the president of Blue Earth County Farm Bureau and has for the last 6 years. And then I've been able to be involved in a few different ways. I've competed for Minnesota at the national level previously in the discussion meet. And then I've also been able to help some of my college students. I teach college when I'm not on the farm. I've been able to help them in the collegiate discussion meet in Farm Bureau in the past, as well as judging that competition.
We'll talk about it this year. You guys participating and won the Achievement Award with the Young Farmers and Ranchers. Talk about what goes into this and qualifications. I know you compete at a state level, move on, and you know you guys claimed a national championship last week in Salt Lake City.
Absolutely. Such an honor and a surprise to come home in the top spot. But we started this back this summer, completing an application. It's a fairly long application that really looks at your farm, your management decisions. It asks you to share about your leadership goals and what you have been doing both on the farm and off the farm. The Achievement Award does recognize growth in production farming. So one of the requirements was that the majority of our combined income comes from the farm. And that's true of Dan and myself. Although I do work off the farm in my day job, at night and on weekends, I help out, and Dan is on the farm full-time 365 days a year. So it was a bit of a lengthy process, and then we were able to be the winner in Minnesota and move on, first making the top 10 and then getting to the final stage, had an interview with four judges. It was a little bit nerve-wracking, and we were really surprised and honored to take home the Ford T and the top spot.
You know, a Ford truck, is that going to fit in on the farm okay, Megan?
Well, I don't know if I should say this, but I don't know if we're going to do
okay.
A truck, because Dan already has an F-150.
Oh.
we are Ford truck people, but we might need family and gopher sort of SUV more. So we're looking at some of those options at Ford right now.
Hey, that sounds great. That sounds great. And you mentioned too, you had a meet with judges. You know, was it a presentation, or was it always kind of a sit down interview? As you mentioned, you make the top 10, and as you qualified and got to the final day, was that the whole process?
The Achievement Award does take place more behind closed doors, because they're diving into your farm financials and some of those nitty-gritties. So we did have an interview, but it was a sit-down interview behind closed doors with four judges representing expertise in agricultural economics, Farm Bureau, ag finance, et cetera. So that was our process. Amanda Cook, who also represented Minnesota in the Excellence in Ag Award, she made the top 10 for Minnesota, which is so cool. She had multiple presentations in front of an audience that she had to complete while she was in Salt Lake.
So was it more hard for you or for Dan to get away from the farm and, you know, get on a plane and go to a different state for a few days?
Oh, definitely Dan. Dan's in the barn, except for when we go on some short vacations. Dan is in the barn every day. Over my winter break, I had some time off from teaching at Minnesota State University, Mankato, and Dan got sick, and he stayed home from the farm for a full 24 hours, and we couldn't remember the last time that he had done that when we weren't on a vacation or up in Painesville for a holiday or something like that. He's there all the time.
Wow. Well, I'm sure you found it a nice break as well. And I'm sure to touch base and conversate with other folks from other states, that's also got to be rewarding and beneficial to an extent as well.
Absolutely. The other folks that were competing in the Achievement Award, they were all like us, in which they were making the majority of their income from off the farm. Oftentimes, young farmers, one of the spouses is working off the farm, and so we could really relate to their experiences. We could really chat about what some of our challenges were, although we were producing typically very different things just because of the regional nature of agricultural production, but the networking was really fantastic.
Congratulations once again to Dan and Megan, and yeah, winning national honors recently at the American Farm Bureau Federation Convention in Salt Lake City, Utah. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on KASM Radio, it's brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service.